This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm the capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Our good pal, Dr. Anthony Alessi, is joining us. Doc, first of all, thank you, as always, for giving us a few minutes of your very valuable time. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
All right, we have so much to talk about. So I want to start, if we can, it's just a hot topic. It's a hot button issue. Vaccines, you know, there are so many folks now who are against them. Are you surprised when you see the numbers, Doc? And we're not talking about 50-50, but there are a lot of folks out there who don't want to vaccinate their kids, right?
There are. I'm shocked because, you know, I just can't believe this few people, this many people are uninformed. Vaccines, by most argument, are the most progressive, the greatest progress we've made in medicine have been vaccines. When you think of the history of vaccines, not just for polio, but for so many illnesses. And here, thanks to some false information somebody published in England, a now discredited physician that he put on the internet, there is this movement against vaccines. Which is what keeps us safe as public. So it's really a public health issue. And we keep having more and more vaccines because we're finding more things that we could avoid. Perfect example is now there was a discussion at the national meetings for the American Academy of Neurology a few weeks ago where they're about to start human trials in a vaccine against Alzheimer's disease. Very interesting. And because in Alzheimer's disease, there's deposition of a protein called beta amyloid, and the feeling is that you might be able to create a vaccine, and they think they have. It's a nasal spray that people would use to avoid the deposition of beta amyloid and potentially avoid Alzheimer's disease. So we've come so far. When we look at cancers now and cancer treatment, so much of it is based on vaccines. Essentially, new chemotherapy drugs that create an antibody response against the tumor. So I'm puzzled by why these people are against it. There's no proof that there's any harm to children unless they are allergic or they are immunosuppressed. So we're talking about putting the entire population in danger because of a few people. And politicians, especially here in Connecticut, are so nervous about touching this issue because they may lose votes that they can't even find their way to understand that there is no religious exemption. If people are saying they have a religious exemption, it's something they made up. It's not true. all organized religions are in favor of vaccine.
Right.
Then myself, as a Roman Catholic, follow the teachings of the Catholic Church and the papacy that clearly outline that vaccines are good because they save children's lives. So it's puzzling to me. And I think, as always, we're seeing things like, when you start denying science, you deny progress. And these are people that are holding us back. So we need to really get a grip on this.
Back to really quick, because I'm fascinated by the Alzheimer's vaccine. So that would only be administered to people who, they have a certain protein or a certain biological, there's something about them that's different than somebody else. Is that how that would work?
Correct. A certain percentage of patients with Alzheimer's disease, we believe it's genetic. There's a lot of genetics in Alzheimer's disease. You'll see that it runs in families. So my thought is, and I don't know the inside story. This is, a lot of this is all being done at the Ann Romney Center. Okay, Mitt Romney's wife created a center for studies in neurologic disease when he was governor of Massachusetts. It's at Harvard and Mass General, and that's where they announced this that they are probably going into human trials now of this. So you would. Most likely, if I were designing the study, we would look at families where there's clearly a lineage of people getting Alzheimer's disease and use the vaccine in those people who are most prone that we believe would get it. So I think that's the way they'll probably do it and look at it. And listen, there's no saying that it's going to work.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But the fact that somebody's even thinking of that, and it's advanced to the point where they've demonstrated in animal studies that it could potentially work, is pretty amazing stuff.
What about some of the other things that supposedly cause Alzheimer's, like artificial sweeteners or those Mesopal drugs, things like that, that they're sort of throwing out there that have direct cause to dementia, et cetera? What's the concrete evidence behind any of that?
So I think we have to divide things up. So dementia is a very general category. There are a lot of dementias. And dementia is best defined as the inability to assimilate and use new information. So that's why we say, oh, well, mom remembers everything that happened in the 1950s and things like that, but obviously can't remember what that person had for lunch today. So you have to divide the dementias up. So Alzheimer's is the most common, but it is only one type of dementia. So I think you're talking about more toxic dementia.
Okay.
So you'll see toxic dementias in people who use alcohol. Okay.
Right.
People just drink too much and become demented. That's not Alzheimer's disease. So I think that you're looking at a whole host of things. So if you're looking at specific toxins that may cause a dementia, obviously, there are studies, and we have isolated those to some degree. Mercury, some heavy metal exposures, toxic exposures, but they're a relatively small group when you compare it to Alzheimer's disease.
You know, I've heard this before, and one of my friends had lost one of their parents here recently, and they say it was because of Alzheimer's, Doc, but that never seemed to make sense to me. How does somebody die from Alzheimer's? Do they just die because they forget to eat? They forget to clean themselves? What's the reason behind that?
Well, typically patients with Alzheimer's disease don't really die from Alzheimer's disease, but often develop other problems like pneumonia or have cardiac problems. But fortunately or unfortunately, people with Alzheimer's disease are often in great condition. I've had patients who are in phenomenal physical condition and lasted a very, very long time, but typically will die of other reasons. So Alzheimer's disease itself doesn't kill somebody.
Okay. All right.
Well, I just want to touch on one other thing.
Sure.
We're dealing with a condition now called acute flaccid myelitis, AFM. And it is believed to be a variant of polio. We've heard about this, especially out west and in the Midwest, where people, young children, are developing polio-like symptoms. And we believe that this is an enterovirus. What's interesting is that we've not been able to put together a vaccine for this. And I have to let you know, I mean, you know, the National Institutes of Health are where we put a lot of our money in research in developing things like this Alzheimer's vaccine or other drugs. And the budget for the NIH has, since the year 2000, never kept up with inflation. It's only this year, okay, that the administration has cut $5 billion. But I believe it's like a $39 billion budget is now being cut to $34 billion. And I think that not only the current administration and Congress and everyone in Washington need to figure out that what we're trying to do there is what we consider public health. And we need to let people know that that has to get straightened out. Because not only have we not kept up with it, but now this year, for the first time that we know of in history, we're going to cut the budget for the National Institutes of Health. And that's a real problem.
All right, so he is a regular on my own morning show. We have him on once a week. He is a fantastic neurologist, a great doctor, and I always appreciate when he comes on with us. So I want to keep you through the break, Doc, if you don't mind. I do have a couple of emails that I want to get to. A couple of folks have asked me questions to pass along to you, so I will do that in just a couple seconds. I do want to remind everybody we're broadcasting out to Vegas and Minneapolis and Dallas and Reno and New York and San Antonio. Antonio, St. Louis, Oklahoma, my home state here in Connecticut, everywhere in between, and I can't thank each and every one of you enough for spending a little time with us here on the USA Radio Network. So I am going to take a very quick time out. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and I'm filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories, Fortum Resources. Is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors daily. Lloyd Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible has what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root
a free award-winning DVD, and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we are back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. War Now, our number is 833-927-8255. So, Doc, can I throw a couple of email conversations at you, if you don't mind?
Absolutely.
All right, Moya Moya, what is that?
Wow. Moya Moya is a condition that is most common in East Asian populations, usually seen in Korea and Japan. Actually, I believe Moya Moya is the Japanese term for the puff of smoke. And it is a syndrome, a group of symptoms that are the result of abnormal blood vessels in the brain, and they produce stroke. So typically it's seen in children who are born with this, with these abnormally small blood vessels. And the reason it was called the puff of smoke is when you would put dye into the blood vessels to study it, they get so narrow, it just looks like a puff of smoke on an angiogram. So what happens is these blood vessels become abnormally small. They're born congenitally abnormally small, so they cannot provide enough blood supply to certain areas of the brain and will result in stroke. The stroke could either be thrombotic, where you throw a clot, or narrowing of the blood vessel. So throwing the clot being embolic, thrombotic being closing off the blood vessel, or even aneurysms and hemorrhage. So you also will see it sometimes in adults when they present with stroke in the 30 to 50-year-old range.
Wow.
You'll often see it in very young children who present with stroke.
All right.
Moya Moya would be something that you would identify.
All right. We have Wendy who wanted me to ask you a question about ticks. And I know I've talked to you about this before, and us being here in the Northeast, Connecticut's the capital of Lyme disease, period. So ticks, I had told her, and I didn't know if I was right or wrong about this, that I thought it took at least a day for the Lyme disease to actually go from tick to body. Is that true?
So what happens is the
the tick bites. The tick is actually a vector that carries a germ and then bites the host and injects the germ, the bacteria, in the person. Now, for that bacteria to take effect is typically 48 hours, 72 hours for it to take effect. And that's why some people feel that if you know you have been bitten by a tick and you get it off in time, you know, you will be protected. Also, there are people, infectious disease people, who believe that if you treat it very early, so you know you've been bitten by a tick, it may be a deer tick. Instead of waiting to get the rash and symptoms, you can initiate treatment with a very limited course of antibiotic early on, taking just one or two doses, and that will avoid getting Lyme. But it means identifying the tick bite very early.
You think you can cure it if you get bit and get to the...
Okay. You avoid getting it, actually, basically.
Right. Okay.
So there are ways of doing that. You just don't want to be taking antibiotics for no good reason.
Right.
But especially in areas where you're more prone to get Lyme disease, that is an acceptable way of approaching it.
And Lyme disease, once you do get it, there's no getting rid of it, right?
Oh, of course you get rid of it.
I thought you couldn't get. I thought it lived within your.
Yeah, you listen. I read the internet.
All right, wait a second. So you can cure it?
Of course.
My dog, and I know maybe we're different, but my dog has a tick-borne illness that he'll carry forever. Is that different than what I would get?
What tick-borne illness?
I think he has something. Anaplasmosis. Yes.
Anaplasmosis. Now, that's a different disease. That's not Lyme disease.
Okay.
So that is very different because that causes an alteration in the lymph system. Anaplasmosis. So when we talk of Lyme disease, we're talking about Borrelia burgdorferi and borreliosis, which is an infection, a bacterial infection that can be treated like any other infection. So, but when you go on the internet, you will see people who have the so-called chronic Lyme.
Yeah. Okay?
There's this belief that the Lyme is always living in their blood, and that's not the case. Now, can you have persistent symptoms after having Lyme disease? So you had Lyme disease, developed severe arthritis, okay, cured the Lyme disease, got rid of the infection, but now you still have these joint pains. That is possible.
Okay.
That does not mean that you still have the infection, and it does not mean that you need to be on antibiotics the rest of your life with an IV line.
Okay. All right. That's good. See, I'm glad you straightened me out. You always straighten me out at least once when we talk, Doc. At least once.
No, but I learned something because I didn't know a dog can get anaplasmosis.
Yeah, my dog has it. He has it. And it always shows up in his blood test every time he gets it. They call us back and they say, you know, he's got it, but if he's not showing any symptoms, we don't need to treat it. So that's sort of where we are.
You have good insurance for your dog.
I do not.
Okay. Well, universal health care.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that next time because I'm out of time.
What we put on there? Maybe this is universal health care, though. Medicare for all should include
my dog.
These dogs.
Well, listen, I think that's a good idea. Since I don't have any kids, my dog should be under my plan.
Let's work on it.
Doc, you're the best. I can't thank you enough.
Great chat.
All right. We'll come right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling Mexico it can avoid tariffs by purchasing egg products from the U.S. Trump's 5% tariffs are scheduled to start on Monday. All that being said, the president does believe there's a good chance he can reach a deal with Mexico. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News this is not an unprecedented situation on our border.
If you look back in 2004 when the Minutemen Project started in Naco, Arizona, that was ground zero for illegal immigration. Once the Mexican government found out that all of these images were going to be released, they sent the Mexican military to the border. This is not an unprecedented issue.
The man accused of attempting to set St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan on fire is pleading not guilty. The 37-year-old was arrested in April after being found with gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters in the cathedral. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Speak with
Way. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen. Ritt, we've got two more segments to go, 25 more minutes of the program. You do have plenty of time. It's just me and you until the end. Of course, Chris is here as well. But again, if you want to call in, the number is really easy. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, the most friendly, caller-friendly show in the entire country. Actually, why can't I say that? I always get that backwards. The most caller-friendly show in America, as dubbed by the great Wayne Allen Root. So if you want to call in, we have plenty of time to get to whatever it is that you want to talk about. So there's a couple things that I wanted to chat with you. So I actually, like Wayne, I read a column every week for a paper. And I was thinking about something. Here in Connecticut, it's chaos, right? They're doing all kinds of nutty things with taxes, and they're implementing all kinds of different things. And there's some other places across the country where they're implementing paid family leave, and they're taking money and more money out of our tax paychecks every tax scenario. Anyway, I want to read you something that I wrote, but I want to grab a couple of calls before we get to that point. So we'll go right to the phones if you guys want to weigh in. That way we'll bang from caller to caller. We'll go out to Patty, who's out in my favorite city, Las Vegas. Patty, you want to talk about Lyme disease?
Yes, I do. I was just listening to the doctor say how there's a cure for Lyme disease. I've had Lyme disease for 15 years. From what I know about it, and I've done so much research on it since I've had it,
right,
is that you can't get rid of it after the first bacterial infection. If you don't get the antibiotics to you within the first couple of weeks,
right,
of contracting the disease, you pretty much have it for your life. You're kind of screwed.
Now, that's, Patty, that's what I thought, too.
It's true. Believe me, like I said. I've had it for 15 years, unless you get rid of it right away.
Okay.
Some people, like myself, I went probably 14 months without being diagnosed.
Okay.
So once you've had it for longer than a month, if you don't know you have it and you're not getting fixed with antibiotics, you're basically screwed.
Now, remember, he said this, though, Patty. He said that you're always going to have the symptoms, but he says you can get rid of the virus. Now, I'm going to circle back with him on this again. I'm going to ask him again, because I thought the same thing you thought, and I always thought once you get it, you get it. That's why nobody really wants to get it. Where did you get yours?
Oh, yeah. I actually got it up on Mount Charleston, believe it or not.
Okay.
And I am from Connecticut. I didn't have it there, the Lyme capital of the world. It is everywhere in the world. People think it's only in heavily wooded areas. It's only in the Northeast and out in the West. It is on every continent on the earth. When I first got it, I joined all these different bloggers, people from all over the world who have Lyme disease. So I joined message boards, and I shared stories with people, and people who have never left their continent, people in Asia and Australia and Europe. People have it everywhere.
Now, do you have symptoms still to this day? You get sore and
achy? I do.
Yeah. It's a terrible, terrible.
I have joint pain. The worst part of it is how it affects your brain, word retrieval, forgetfulness,
really?
Lack of focus and concentration. Yeah, mental fog.
I didn't realize it affected that as well. All right, I'm going to have to do a little bit more research on that. I'm going to get him back on. We'll talk to him a little bit more. He's a great doctor and a great neurologist. So, you know, we'll get him back on. We'll talk about it again because I want to go over that again. But, people who've never seen a tick or, you know, that creepy, crawly feeling when one is on you, it's unmistakable. You know immediately there's a tick on you. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and I didn't have the bullseye, and you don't always get a bullseye.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have known right away, oh, my God, I got bit by a tick.
Yeah.
I remember having a red circle on the inside of my ankle and just thinking, oh, must have got bit by a spider, because we have spiders out here in Vegas.
Right.
Didn't think nothing about it. And then a week later, I was so sick with... You get sick with a flu like you've never had in your life.
Right.
You think it's going to kill you.
Right.
It's the flu symptoms tenfold. And it is just awful. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Well, Patty, I'm sorry about that. Thanks for the info, though, tonight. And enjoy your weekend anyway out in Vegas. And I thank you for calling in. Yeah, man, I've been woken up
in the middle of a sound sleep with a tick crawling on your leg or the back of your neck, it is unmistakable. You know it immediately. And, I mean, you get, like, this sixth sense, and you actually, because ticks don't move fast, so you slowly, without moving too much, sort of try to get to that spot, and you can, and I can feel them on my dog immediately. I give my dog this, we give him this chewable pill, and it works really good. It kills the ticks as soon as they bite them. But I can, you know, I can take my dog for a walk, even in low grass, not even high grass. And if he walks in the wrong spot, walks through a nest or walks through a, you know, a place where there are a couple of them, bam, they're on him like that. And it's just, they're just disgusting. They're one of the most disgusting creatures on the planet. And if you've never seen one, well, you're lucky. And if you've never had one on you, you're even luckier, because it's not a fun, it's not as though it hurts. It's just a, it's an unmistakable feeling that you never shake. Let's go back to Connecticut, where Peter is. Pete, how are you?
Oh, not too badly. Talking about ticks, boy, yeah. That's an unmistakable feeling when they're crawling on you. But what's worse is when you don't feel them, and then you happen to wake up, or next morning you get up, you shower, and you look down, and what is that thing on my leg? He's dug in already.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It's a terrible feeling. My younger brother, he got a tick bite, and he got a rather strange disease as a result of it. He had what they call babesiosis, and it ended up rupturing his spleen. They had to take his spleen out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yep. And they were puzzled. They didn't know what his problem was. What? And an Oriental internist happened to look at his chart, we're working him up, and he said, "Hey, he's got babesiosis. I know, I've seen this before. And it's a South American disease, I think."
Is that right?
But wow. It's a nasty thing. But and you're right. Just out in the yard, you can get them.
You can get them walking.
You don't have to go in the tall grass or the woods anymore.
No, they're everywhere. And I think, listen, I'm a big animal fan, and I certainly don't like hunting and anything that goes along with that. But there's no question that with the increased deer population in this area, it absolutely made the tick population explode. There's no question about that.
Well, so, not only that, but the fact that we cannot burn brush.
Yes, yes, you're exactly
like
right. 100%. 100%.
Guaranteed. I mean, yep, we never had that problem before, but boy, all of a sudden it just come on.
I mean, Pete, when you were a kid, did you have them a lot?
Never saw them.
See, we had a couple, but not like this. This is crazy. This is
No. We had the big ticks. The deer ticks. We didn't have the... I forget which one. We had the dog tick. Not the
deer. Yeah, the deer ticks are the real small ones. The deer
tick. We had the dog ticks.
Yeah.
Right. That's correct. The deer ticks are the small ones. They're something else.
Yeah, and you can't feel them.
I know people that they claim that they ache and they hurt.
Sure. And the other part of that, Pete, is they're impossible to kill. You can hit them with a hammer. They just keep moving.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The best way to do is to burn them.
I know, but you can hit those things with a hammer and they don't buckle.
Right. Yeah, you can't. You really can't crush them.
No.
And when you see one of those things that's been on you and he's all bloated with blood, that's disgusting. That's
disgusting. I know. But, and you get on your dogs, too. All right, listen, Pete. Enjoy your weekend, buddy. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. All right. Good. Trump just announced tariff deal with Mexico. So we're in business. I'll take a Fox News has that, so I'll have to take a look at that during the break and see if we can't comment on that. But apparently what we had talked about earlier this morning, this evening, where Donald Trump was doing something that nobody thought he could possibly do or would want to do. Again, Fox News is reporting that there's a tariff deal, and I'll try to get to the bottom of that before we run out of time here today or here tonight, wherever you happen to be, left coast, right coast. All right, let's see. I have a couple more minutes left. So how about this? Before we get to one final segment, high tax states lament loss of rich people who actually paid for everything else. Okay, so here's the deal. The real estate market in some of these rich pockets in the Northeast is flooded with sellers home buyers are basically buying these things up at record low prices, and people can't get rid of their homes if they're living in certain states like Connecticut. But the point that I'm trying to make, the population of New England and New York and other high tax states has posted a demonstrable decline in recent years, sparking a debate on whether or not there are limits to how much you can actually tax people. This is what I wanted to talk about here in the beginning of this. So are there limits to how much you can actually tax somebody before you cause people to leave state? It's happening here in my state of Connecticut. It's happening in other states around the country as well. Data shows a net outflow in 2016 of almost 600,000 people from the 25 highest tax states. So if there are people who make a pretty good living, and they have an option of living 6 months in a day in a place like Florida or Texas or wherever that doesn't have an income tax, they're going to take that scenario because they are basically, they can actually almost buy a house with the amount of money that they'll save just in tax dollars in a place like Florida. So if you're making $500,000 a year, and if you're living in Connecticut, 6% tax, well, that's $30,000. So I can make $30,000 worth of payments on a house in Florida, live for free, and I'll own property, right? Anyway, all right. We'll talk about a couple other different things. If you want to call in, we have one final segment, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We'll be back. This is War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit, he beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now, your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, well, the Warrior is off until Monday, so you can catch up with him on Monday. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root here on the USA Radio Network, broadcasting again from sea to shining sea, everywhere from Vegas to Dallas to New York to Oklahoma City and St. Louis and everywhere in between. I saw some pictures of St. Louis basically underwater, man. I don't know how those people are getting by. Anyway, here's the story from Reuters on Donald Trump. United States President Donald Trump said on Friday that he has indefinitely suspended the threat of tariffs against Mexico after reaching a signed agreement on immigration. I am pleased to inform you that the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. He said this on Twitter. The tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico and to our southern border. This is being done to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico into the United States. Now, if that's the case and Mexico follows through, that's a win. That's what we wanted. We didn't want tariffs with Mexico. We wanted immigration, illegal immigration, to stop. So if this happens to be true, this is a win, another win. Win-win, win bigly. I'm sorry. Again, I go back to what I talked about in the very, very first break of tonight's show. I mean, there's no reason why there's such hatred and divide in this country. This guy is, in some cases, not all cases, but in some cases, he's figuring out ways to deal with stuff that nobody else would go down that road. Nobody else would have threatened tariffs with Mexico to get them to come to the table to do more as far as illegal immigration. No other president would do that. Hillary Clinton would not have done that. Ted Cruz probably wouldn't have done that. Nobody would. That's a Donald Trump move. That is a classic Donald Trump move. So for me, bravo to that. Nobody wanted tariffs, but I like playing from your strengths. Our strength is the economy. Mexico needs us. They need us more than we need them. We're tired of them like a sieve letting people come through their country to our country when they're supposed to be slowed or stopped, period. So put an end to it. Do your job. Don't let people go through your country to get to ours. And he laid down the law, and they had to deal with it. So there you go. Bravo to Donald Trump. I mean, I'm serious about that. That's a win-win. All right. How much time do we have? We have a couple minutes left, so I don't have time to get into anything serious. So like I said, let me empty my stack of stuff on you. and see if any of this, at least you can take with you to the weekend. Maybe, I don't know, you got a date this weekend, you want to hit her with some wacky facts, here you go. The producers of Deadpool had to pay $10,000 for Ryan Reynolds to be able to wear the T-shirt with B. Arthur's face on it in the movie. $10,000, and then there's Maud. Right on, Maud. Only one Major League Baseball player has ever committed suicide during a season. Would you like to guess who it was? What team? Anyone? Anyone? Cincinnati Reds' Willard Hershberger. He was a catcher. Killed himself August 1940, right in the middle of a bad hitting slump. There are 10 U.S. military bases named after Confederate generals and leaders. Fort Lee, Fort Hood, Benning, Gordon, Bragg, Fort Polk, Fort Pickett, A.P. Hill, Rucker, and Camp Beauregard. So while we're tearing down statues and monuments across the South, maybe they should start busting up or changing the names of some of their forts down there. I'm being sarcastic, just in case you couldn't catch the subtlety there. All right, finally, before we run out of time, this is for all you guys out there who think your wives are tough. You think your wife maybe has, you know, the thumb on you, kind of in your ear all the time, doesn't want you to do anything fun, doesn't want you to have any laughs with your buddies, your bros. All right, well, this is going viral because this woman, she recently posted up on Facebook, her husband said to her, "Honey, one of my best friends is getting married and he's having a bachelor party. So I'd like to go," right? I'd like to go. Even though, I mean, you get to a certain age, you don't go to bachelor parties anymore. But this man asked his wife, he wanted to go to a bachelor party. So she said, you could go to your bachelor party on a couple of conditions. And she posted a list up on Facebook of things he could not do. So going to this bachelor party, he was not allowed to do drugs. He couldn't drink any alcohol. There are no strippers. I'm not sure this wife knows exactly what a bachelor party is. Maybe she doesn't get the concept. No dancers. No women of any kind. All phones need to be tracked at all times. No swearing. A midnight curfew. And finally, she said, no hurting each other. In other words, wrestling. So I don't really... This woman clearly doesn't really get the concept of what a bachelor party is. It's not a bunch of guys mud wrestling against each other. The rest of the stuff she kind of got right. But I don't know if there's any guys wrestling, any horseplay. So anyway, it went viral on the Facebook, and hundreds of thousands of people commented on it. And she did not really get a very warm response from the people out there who read it. So anyway, be thankful that that's not your wife and you're not going home to her as you're driving back from work right now. Otherwise, you'd probably have to go shopping and do the laundry and knit something for her because she obviously has her man under her thumb. Listen, thank you very much. It's always a blast. Thank you, Chris. You do a great job pushing all the buttons, making it happen behind the scenes. Thank you, USA Radio. Thank you, Wayne Allen Root, for allowing me the opportunity to sit in this big chair. You'll be back on Monday making it all go. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe, everybody. And don't forget, keep listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. See you Thursday.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.